With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we talk about this Steeler game, 20-17 victory against the Indianapolis Colts, as Jim pointed out in that update. To get going today, they were down 17-3 in the third quarter at one point and go on that winning drive with 3:10 left. It was 17-17. They go down the field and kick a field goal. We talk all about it. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. One soundbite. I poured through all of them, and there's and big thanks to our friend Jeff Hathorn, who made the trip. Wookie, who goes out there from Y108. Jeff, or Jim, those guys do unbelievable work at all the away games. I don't think they get mentioned enough, by the way.
No, they don't. And God bless them.
The job that they do in getting our sound back. And I went through all the sound clips. One sound clip from yesterday really was, I don't know how you guys are going to find this, but for me, borderline disturbing. And it's from Ryan Shazier. Give a listen to this. If we can hear it.
I'm not going to lie. Before the game, some people even told me it almost didn't feel like a game day because, you know, the bye week throws you off a little bit. You felt more like a game day on the bye week than you did today because you're just playing so much.
It almost didn't feel like a game day. Is that strange to you? How do you knock it up for one of 16 dates you have on the NFL schedule?
I believe him. Interception, punt, 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 field goal is the possessions, the first handful of them. So, yeah, it looked that way. I don't know to answer your question. Game day? TVs are there, cameras there, crowds there, show up and play.
Yeah, that's a little strange to me. I mean, Josh, you've experienced it, so I don't know if you can even partially identify with any of that.
I got to hear one more time just for effect here.
I'm not going to lie. Before the game, some people even told me it almost didn't feel like a game day.
That is unbelievable to me. We make a lot, that's what we do, out of sound bites, out of small snippets, out of things like that, and we blow things out of proportion. But nobody made him say that. And Ryan Shazier seems to be, if nothing, honest. How didn't it? This is the mark of the Mike Tomlin team. Look, they won. They found a way to win. They beat the Indianapolis Colts, who are a bad team. That's the most important thing, that the Pittsburgh Steelers right now are 7-2 and that the Ravens are 4-5 and they pretty much got the AFC North locked up and they're in the first seed position right now and that New England game is going to be all that it's built to be. But you got to get ready to play. And they just weren't yesterday to start.
And if you're a coach, you have to get your players ready to play. You need a good week of practice. You don't just flip the switch. So all this leading up to that game, again, Tomlin, great coach, great everything, say what you want. Didn't have his team prepared yesterday. Didn't look like it, that's for sure. And you have one player saying it didn't feel like it.
For me, it's incumbent upon the players, not the coach, to be ready to go, to be out there and to be ready. Coaches can only do so much. At some point, it's on the players. And how they can't, they're grown men, how they can't get ready to play is beyond me and come out that flat against a terrible team.
We saw the way the game started, and then you hear that afterwards, and you tend to, you know, we're going to react to it accordingly. But to me, that's also, like a lot of things that players say, that's just kind of like conversation that, I don't know. I'm trying to.
Or could it be complacency? We think we're going to steamroll this team.
Yeah,
they stink. We're going to walk in here. We're better than them. Everybody steamrolled that team.
I've heard Marcus Gilbert say that. He refers to the Chicago game and how they looked past. And so that's a pattern with this group of players, to use Mike Sullivan's term, that we've seen this happen a lot. And, you know, I joked to you, Colin. I sent you a text at some point, 30 minutes of hell. I mean, I was waiting for that. You know, at the beginning of the third quarter, I could hear it, you know, guys calling up and just people venting with the frustration of here we go again.
And I sent you a text back that said, they'll win by one.
I know.
And which then, I thought they would.
And then it looked like they might if they hadn't have the two-point conversion hadn't have worked. If those guys had scored on the if they had gotten the 2 points on that blocked extra point. So you were almost right on. And by the way, 29-point Penn State victory. Unbelievable.
Pretty on that.
Unbelievable.
Wasn't I?
He said 29 points.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I went 0-5. But
yes.
So I'm just kind of like the first half Steelers. But it's just that when the game was over, there was so much going on in that game.
Jim in perfect form already this morning. It's
all
6:08.
Over.
Go with it, Jim.
No, but it's just like, you know, you think that it's the same old, and then they turn it around, and after the game, you try to analyze everything that went on, and finally I just kind of threw my hands in the air saying, like, all right, look, they won.
We got
let's move forward.
Perfect text from somebody here at 412-928-9370. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. Texter writes, it's fascinating to me. They're 7-2, but this team isn't good enough to look past anyone. And he's right. They could lose any week and you wouldn't be surprised. Even at 7-2. It's like they just eke out and find a way to win, or they're just good enough. Look, they've won 4 in a row. But
I know.
Look, they're averaging 22 points a game in those 4 wins, and the average margin of victory is 7.25 points. They're just barely winning, but the end result is they're winning.
But they're too good to just win.
Right.
I mean, L.A. put 46. They saw that. Seattle put 46 on them. Tennessee put 36 on them. They thought they were going to go in there and just kind of walk through this. And
maybe they're not that good. Tomlin talked about that last week. He said, you know, maybe we're not as good as a lot of you people think we are. And they certainly showed it in the first half last night. And then, you know, speaking of 30 points a game, in the second half they scored 17.
You know what Ron Cook says about being good?
What did he say?
All the time. You're as good as your record says you are.
Right.
So
they're 7-2.
Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.